You're listening to These Walls Ain't Padded. Get ready for fun, laughter, and free-range beef. It's a vegan's worst nightmare. Moo.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cat and I'm
I hate you and that voice.
You don't care. One.
What do you don't touch the mic when it's on? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Well, a lot of things.
Well,
episode 6.
Is it really episode 6?
It's episode 6. I did the math.
Good lord.
Today we've been doing this for 3 months.
3 months.
3 months.
Really?
Yes, cuz at one episode every 2 weeks, it's episode 6, which means 6 times 2 is 12 divided by 4 is 3 months.
And if you add
No. No.
21 to that.
No!
You get 24. I've been seeing that number everywhere.
The following takes place between 8:01 and 8:02 p.m.
Kong Kong.
Bing. Boom.
Oh.
Bing. Boom.
I guess I don't know my crime shows.
Yeah, it was 24.
Or counterterrorism
this
shows.
This isn't Law and Order. Dong dong.
Kong Kong.
Okay, so since we're talking about Law and Order, there are things in this world that tick me off.
What ticks
right?
you off?
Like, they're pet peeves
like
of mine.
Like, tick, tick.
No, oh. Like, ticks me off.
Just like that?
Exactly like that.
Okay.
And very few things can, like, actually, like, make me stop and acknowledge how stupid they are. But there are certain phrases I've been hearing lately that are so dumb, it should be criminal.
You mean like, hello?
No, that's okay. I'm talking about rooms with signs on them that say, caution, room is alarmed. There is no way in hell that room is surprised. There's no way. It's just not physically possible. Why would you put a sign saying, be careful, this room might be startled? Like, it just doesn't work.
Oh yeah, I'm a room. I'm just doing pretty well. Ooh, somebody opened my door. That's sexual harassment.
It's not like somebody just walks into a room and goes, hi, everybody! Like,
walks in the room, hey, how you doing? I'm invading your privacy.
So that's number one. Another phrase that really kind of, you know, pisses me off is easy as pie. I don't know about you, but I've been in the kitchen when trying to make a pie. Shit is not easy.
Which is appropriate because the day that this podcast will go up will actually be Pie Day.
Is it National Pie Day?
It's, yeah, P.I. Day.
Oh, that pie.
314.
3.141597 yeah. If you round to a calculator's decimal.
Yeah, place. But so that's very appropriate that you say that, because so happy Pie Day.
Yes,
yeah.
Happy Pie Day, everyone. Yeah. But that's a different kind of pie than the pie. Unless people are saying it's easy as 3.141597.
Which I can understand.
I can't. That's not an easy concept. That's why they don't teach it to you until you're like freaking old and hate math.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't want you to like it, apparently.
I guess. I first heard about it on Dexter's Laboratory.
It is the least loved Greek number or letter. Pi.
Was it Greek?
Yes.
Oh. I guess. Okay.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, umbrion, espion, flareon, lepheon. I don't know.
I saw some recipes for some drinks that were named after all the Eevee evolutions.
Oh, yeah.
And they basically, they looked pretty cool. But the one that really caught my eye was like was the Flareon, and I don't remember what it, I think it was like Jack and like some like hot sauce.
Ew.
And then you lit it on fire.
What the shit? No, you can't drink fire. That is not good for you, alcoholic or other.
I saw that recipe and I was just like, whoa. Like Leafeon was like Midori and vodka or something like that. I don't drink, nor do I have any interest to, but I gotta say, it was a pretty cool concept.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like Skittles vodka.
Yeah.
The Rainbow Skittles vodka.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyway, back to things that piss me off. Expressions,
things
rather.
That really grind your gears,
yeah,
as it were.
Shut up. That actually is another one.
That's something that grinds your gears?
I hate you. Oh, God. There was one other one that I heard, like, just yesterday, and then I had to stop and just go, did somebody really just say that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was it? Shit, I don't remember.
It was what they said. Shit, I don't remember. That's what they said.
No. No. But there is one that kind of bothers me. It doesn't make me stop because I might cause an accident. But when I'm driving and I see those stupid stickers on cars that say caution baby on board. Two things pop in my head when I see that. Number one, your car is not a boat or a plane, so saying on board doesn't make you sound smart, it makes you sound stupid. Okay, that's number one. Number two, if there is a baby in the car, why should I take caution? You should take caution.
There you go.
And usually I see these bumper stickers by people who are cutting me off on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you take caution, your baby's on board, because I don't give a shit. I will hit you either way.
I think that I've now discovered how the podcast works. It's strange because this is not how it is in real life. I'm good cop and you're bad cop. So we walk in and we start interrogating the guy. And I'm saying, could you please just tell us what to do? And then you come in and choose the renegade option and punch the guy in the nose.
You better tell us what we want to know, or I will kill you. I'll kill the shit out of you.
Shepard.
Rex.
Wait. That was backwards. So that's a good segue, though, because I want to talk about that. Uh-huh. Mass Effect 3 came out last Monday. I was so excited.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited too. I was just finally being Mass Effect 2, and I can actually import my character in the Mass Effect 3.
I was telling Austin earlier, I was talking to my friend Elena about how there haven't been a whole lot of big, like, midnight releases that the two of us have gone to.
Mm-hmm.
I should say the three of us, because her boyfriend and our mutual friend Matt comes with us too, usually. But like, we were thinking about it and we were like making a list, and we basically came up with two things. Number one was the second Harry Potter film, because the first one we weren't allowed to see on opening night. Because our parents wouldn't let us. The second one we were allowed. And so the second one and On, we saw almost all of them at midnight launch. But the second one in particular was a big deal because it was like, hey, it's our first midnight launch.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we've seen other ones like Avatar with the blue people, not the Shyamalan the Ding Dong failure movie.
Yeah, well, that we don't talk about.
Rule number one of Avatar Club.
And no one ate dinner that night.
And not a single fuck was given.
Look at all the fucks I gave.
Come back, fuck. Okay, now that we've ridden that one into the ground...
Oh, hey, that horse isn't quite dead yet.
But the other one is Mass Effect 3. Because even when we went to a launch, and I think she picked up, was it Skyrim? No, she rented Skyrim. What did she... Oh, when I went to go pick up Need for Speed... Oh, it was Assassin's Creed 3. We went to the Assassin's Creed 3 launch, but I wasn't picking it up. I was picking up Need for Speed... The Run, which is a disappointment in and of itself. But anyway.
But you're doing a playthrough of it anyway, so who cares? Yeah,
well, thankfully, even though my viewers don't know, I've already finished that game.
Oh, there you go.
And sold it back with great haste.
you needed to speed over to the GameStop to return it.
I seriously did. I couldn't get rid of it fast enough.
Yeah.
But Final Fantasy 13, which she ended up not particularly enjoying as much as I did.
I've heard many different things about it.
It's got mixed reviews. We've talked about 13.
I have heard both sides of the spectrum on that one. But, well, yeah, we already discussed that. We won't go into it.
Yeah.
So
what about you? You were telling me about the Harry Potter...
Yeah, let's see. I went to the midnight release of Harry Potter 6. And there's a video of me at the release of Pirates 4.
I remember that.
Yeah, we're basically...
Yeah, it was alright.
I was basically, it's just like 5 seconds of me saying, oh yeah, I was in a little bathroom, I'm so excited, and then like an hour and 45 minutes later, it was okay.
Fastest movie review ever.
Pretty much.
Fuck you, Cisco and Ebert. This is the Austin review show.
Put those thumbs where the sun don't shine.
He has a very complex scale of gradients from to whoa.
Well, you know that I was gonna do a review show, right? I was gonna do a review show,
and then someone reviewed your idea and told you it was too good for internet.
There you go. That's exactly right. Right. Sure. Okay. But basically, it was called Hat Tipping Reviews, and we had tip the hat, take our hats off, don't tip our hat,
burn the hat.
Change our hat were basically like the highest review that we like. It was like pretty much like it was like a 5-star scale where one was we turn our noses to it. Two was we don't take off our hat. 3 was we tip our hat. 4 was we take off our hat, and 5 was we change our hat. And
change it to like one of those 10-gallon hats?
And the friend who I was doing it with had like this huge collection of hats, and he actually, we were recording the first one, and we were talking about Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, and I said I was asking him, I said, what are you gonna do with it? And he said, well, I'm not gonna take off my hat. And I'm like, okay, if you had taken off your hat, what would you do? And he put on a Jafar hat.
You know, Jafar. I don't know. That's my best Iago at the moment.
We don't talk about him either.
I don't know. Gilbert Gottfried is an idiot, but yes. He's also a comedian who is known to make really dumbly timed jokes.
There you go.
I'm not giving him a pass on what he said, but I will admit that before what he said, I thought he was a funny guy. So,
I never thought he was funny. I just thought he was annoying.
But you talking about hats?
Oh, and I didn't get to finish my thing about Midnight Release.
Damn it!
Harry Potter 6, Pirates 4. I'm pretty sure I did Super Smash Bros. Brawl. I'm pretty sure I did, and I know that I did Scott Pilgrim vs. the World because that was.
Did you go to the opening day or opening night of the Pokemon movie?
No, I wasn't old enough.
I went opening day, not midnight showing, but like the very, you know, because midnight technically is the day, the opening day, that Friday. We went Friday night, and I went with my parent, with my mom and my sisters, and that was the first movie I ever cried in theaters, was the Pokemon movie.
First movie that many people.
I think I was like 12.
Wow.
God, I'm old. Oh, old. Okay. Well, before I go there.
Hats.
You mentioned hats, and God, I had the stupidest joke come into my head yesterday, and I just have to share it with everybody. Was it yesterday or maybe the day before? One of my friends was talking about how he didn't want to wear his hat anymore because it was too heavy, and I said, well, maybe if you stop wearing the 10-gallon one and downgrade a little bit. And it was so dumb, like the timing of it was so great, though, that we were all laughing at how incredibly stupid the joke was. There are very few moments in my life where that happens. All of my jokes are stupid, but every once in a while, one is so stupid, it just makes everyone laugh. So I wanted to share that. But speaking of how old I am, you did an evil thing today and reminded me how old I was.
Oh, yeah, I played Team Rocket forever.
He played the Team Rocket theme, well, not the theme song, but the character song from the original Japanese show of Pokemon. And this is one of those things that really kind of makes no sense to most people, but to me it's just like a slap in the face with time. Like, you literally picked up time and said, I wonder how best I can, you know, dick punch Mark with this, and just rammed it into my face at high velocity.
I want you all to duck, because I'm about to turn left, and I don't want to hit you with my time, dick.
Rewind. So basically, if you haven't heard the song, look it up. But it's got, like, the most annoying Meowth in the world. And may he rest in peace.
Yes.
But it brought me back because my sister used to have that song as well as a bunch of other, like, Sailor Moon songs, Gundam Wing songs, all kinds of old anime songs on a tape, a cassette tape, which, you know, I know your group of people have never seen in your life.
I have cassette tapes.
Shut up. You're ruining the illusion of how old I am.
I'm pretty sure there's no illusion how old you are.
Thank you. You're a jerk. Why do I come here and subject myself to this torture?
That's my name. Don't worry it out.
But anyway, so Austin plays this song, and instantaneously, like, I guess this would have had to have been like pre-high school even. I think middle school was the last time I heard that song. At least 10 years ago, maybe 12. That's how long ago I had heard this song.
And
he played it, and my face was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I know this song.
It was funny as heck. Well, at first, you thought it was something else.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure. It was one of those things that it's familiar, but you haven't heard it in forever.
Like, you didn't say Pokemon. I don't remember what you said. I said, no, it's Team Rocket from the original Pokemon series. And you were like, oh, damn it, I'm old. God damn it.
Oh, God. It was so bad, though, because it really does. It, like, makes me think. And, like, that kind of happened to me late last year. I think it was in December. I went to Dallas and was staying with a few friends of mine. And Sunday morning, we had all woken up early. We were going to make a
waffles?
No, a picnic. They actually made sushi, but they wouldn't let me help because their kitchen wasn't big enough. So I kind of felt bad. But so we all went to the park. But while they were making the food, they were playing old Sailor Moon character songs.
Sailor Moon!
And Flame Sniper, Sailor Mars's character song, came on. And I went, foomp! Like, I had been in the shower. I got out of the shower. I'd gone into the room I was staying in to get dressed. And I heard it playing through the wall. And I think I had my clothes, like, half on as I'm, like, spilling out the door to go, that's Flame Sniper! And they're like, yes. And I went, I love this song! It was fantastic.
I've never actually heard any of the original Sailor Moon songs.
Your life is that much worse because of it.
I know.
Dude, like, I loved that show.
I love this show. I never saw it in Japanese. I only saw it in English.
Sailor Moon is sexy in Japanese. Like, in English, like, okay, Serena has the most annoying voice in the world.
Of course.
Most of her friends have these evil personalities.
Of course.
That you just don't want to deal with.
Of course.
In Japanese, like, they all have this super touching friendship, and, like, all of the other Sailor Scouts know that it's their duty to, like, essentially give up their lives to make sure Sailor Moon never dies, never fails her mission, never gets hurt even. So, like, when you get to the movies, like the Sailor Moon R movie and the Sailor Moon S movie, when her friends are, like, practically killing themselves to make sure she doesn't die, you're just like, oh, Sailor Mars, no! Sailor Mercury, no!
Good lord, that peaked. Look at that.
Whatever.
Look at that bar.
Whatever.
Look at that bar. Distortion.
Whatever.
Distortion.
I'm black. I'm allowed to be loud.
Social distortion.
I'm allowed to be loud.
It's okay. I am a loud person. I am a loud person.
See, now you're just competing with me. You're just trying to get a bigger red bar than I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the size of the bar, Austin. It's the motion of the
it's the motion
wave
of the ocean.
It's
the motion of the wave four motion.
This is a super squeaky chair.
Squeak. Stop humping my chair, Mark. Before we started the podcast. Stop it. Before we started the podcast, Mark was like, I have to pee. And I'm like, you know where the bathroom is.
No, then, that's not what you said.
No,
you said, then go pee.
Oh, that's right. I said, then go pee.
So I just
sat there.
And it took him about 2 seconds.
And smiled.
And he turns around and goes, not in the chair.
I said, not in the chair. And you just skipped away.
I didn't skip. You say skipped. I didn't skip. I'm not that flamboyant.
You skipped.
I said, oh, I got up and I walked.
You skipped.
Manly and testosterone-ly filled.
You skip
steps to the bathroom.
Mark, everybody knows that you're a world-class poop and you skip.
Shut your face. I did not skip this time. There have been other times I've skipped. Never to the bathroom, though. That would be awkward.
You're like,
we talked about this last week.
You're,
there's a certain etiquette when you go to the restroom. Skipping is not included.
Mark, 2 weeks ago.
Whatever. I don't time.
You don't
time. So, oh god, he's dying. I killed him.
You don't Kronos?
No.
I'm Kronos.
So, about
Eternal.
Gabe Newell.
What? Where did that come from? We were talking about skipping to the bathroom.
You've never seen Gabe Newell skip? It happens every time there's a 5.4 or greater earthquake.
Oh, and we just canceled episode 3. Great job.
Oh, man. No.
Now they're gonna develop Left 4 Dead 3.
It's okay. I've never played Half-Life. I'm just kidding. I have.
Many moons.
Honestly,
ago.
Yeah, because that's when it came out. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not holding my breath. Dude! Oh, this makes me feel super old, but okay. Did you ever play Jazz Jackrabbit?
Yes.
Oh, it was the greatest computer game of all time. It was one of the only computer games I actually played. because I'm more of a console gamer.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, man, Jazz Jackrabbit? I was all over that.
I don't remember anything about it.
Okay, so it was basically this rabbit has a jetpack and a gun.
Oh, God.
And is running around. I don't remember what the goal of the game was, because I was, like, 8. Jeez. But when I was in Cub Scouts, I had one friend in our troop.
Uh-huh.
His name was Matthew.
Oh.
Was it Donahue? Donahue, I think it was.
Patrick Dempsey?
No. Oh, God, that would have been awesome. No, well, because my story is we got real close, and so I used to spend the night at his place sometimes. Can you imagine if I spent the night at Patrick Dempsey's house?
Oh, there you go.
Dude, I wouldn't be a virgin anymore.
Which one was he, McDreamy or McSteamy?
Both.
Both?
Absolutely both. McSteamdreamy.
McFlurry?
McStreamy.
McRib?
McStreamy. That's what it is.
Ew.
McStreamy.
After we just talked about peeing?
Well, it was a constant. Anyway. So I used to go to Matthew's house, and when I was there, I would play. We played Jazz Jackrabbit was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We also played Clay Fighter, which was one of those things that came out that was like, look, we're not Mortal Kombat and we're not Rampage. We're both.
Freaking
play us.
Clay Fighter.
Clay Fighter was awesome. But yeah, Jazz Jackrabbit was the one that I used to get in trouble over because I would not sleep. I'd stay the night at his house and stay up all night playing Jazz Jackrabbit.
For me, I didn't stay up late, but the game that I would play a lot when I was that age was Command & Conquer. Man,
you know
game.
What makes me feel really old?
Oh, and
the
Diablo.
Fact that you call about that game being out when you were 8. that's what makes me feel old.
That and Diablo.
Diablo was cool.
Diablo's
I only played that at my uncle's house because my parents would never have let me play that game.
What are you talking about? There's nothing bad about that game. Ah, fresh meat.
The female barbarian or whatever, not wearing any clothes. There's nothing wrong about that.
Nothing at all.
It's natural. That's what I should have said. I should have said, you can't take this game away from me. It's God's gift to Earth. He made her that way. She should celebrate her body.
I hate to break it to you, Mark, but it wasn't God that made her that way. It was Blizzard.
No, but see, God made us in his image, which means he made Blizzard in his image, which means Blizzard made her in his image. So God made her. It's the logical property of association.
Oh.
A is B, B is C, C is D, therefore A is D.
One of my friends, ASD. I don't remember exactly what he posted. It was something about pancakes. He said, he said, the Grand Slam. God's gift to man. And I said, I'm pretty sure that was Denny's.
Yeah, no, let's be fair. You can't compare Denny's to Blizzard because Denny's is the Antichrist. Like, have you? Okay, here's the thing.
Jesus Christus.
When I, like, ever since I was little, every time we would go to Denny's.
Uh-huh.
Who is it? Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
No, he no here. Okay. God, I'm so. All right. So when we would go to Denny's, we only ever got breakfast because we the few times we would eat something else, it was crappy. No matter what it was, it could be a burger, it could be a steak, it could be chicken.
Steak.
It just didn't ever taste like what it was supposed to, unless it was breakfast. So you mm-hmm. got like the moon's over my hammy.
Just fun to say.
Yes. You got, like, waffles and pancakes, and that's it. And then IHOP came all around, and we were like, fuck Denny's, we've got IHOP now. I can have Belgian waffles with strawberries and whipped cream on top. A happy face.
One of my friends actually works at IHOP, and they just had the free pancake day.
Oh, I missed it?
He said he never wants to see another pancake ever again.
How could I have missed free pancake day?
How dare you?
Why didn't you tell me? As my ambassador, you are charged with presenting me with opportunities in life like free pancake day.
Because I know that I didn't want my friend to be overly swamped.
Austin, I want to be a fat ass.
And I know how many...
Let me eat twice my weight in pancakes.
I know how many pancakes you can eat. I know that every time that you eat pancakes, you end up looking like a black Gabe Newell for a month.
Yeah, but not even a month. Like 20 hours later, I'm like anemic again.
Oh, that's true. That's very...
Because I have like the most insanely fast metabolism.
This is the me giving
planet.
You the middle finger about that, by the way.
It's no. Okay, people... All right, here's the thing. I am like super skinny and not like the good kind of skinny where people are like, wow, you look like a model.
Yeah,
I'm like the... My doctor is always concerned that I'm not eating properly.
Yes.
Skinny.
Yeah, no, I'm...
And actually, yeah. I've lost weight in the last couple of months, so I'm down to like between 166 and 168 now.
Ouch.
I'm 6'4". I should be 200 pounds.
Trade you.
Please. Dear God in heaven, please. I am not fat enough because my metabolism is so fast. And, like, people get mad at me because I complain about
it. That's something that I never thought I would hear anybody say.
Well,
I'm
but, like,
enough.
If I can explain this to you. I'm hungry every 4 hours. That is not good, nor is it conducive to healthy living.
I am
because
too,
I'm always broke because I'm always hungry. It's not good, and I can't gain weight. I keep eating and eating, but I don't get fat.
We need to see if we can get Gabe Newell some more money and have you two have a fat
I
transplant.
Want the fat transplant.
Fat transplant.
I will happily welcome Gabe Newell's fat into my system.
He's got plenty to spare.
As long as he doesn't steal my melanin. I love the bronze tone of my skin.
Oh, he's Gabe Newell.
I'm
he
like a taller, thinner, lighter Barack Obama.
He is
without looking like him.
I showed you the Gabe Newell rapping, right?
Yes, you did.
I love that video.
That was scary.
Hi, my name is Gabe Newell.
Yes, that's why I brought
amazing.
Him up. So thank you for cycling us back to the beginning of the thing. Speaking of Bob Saget,
full circle.
Speaking of Bob Saget, I was talking with some friends the other day, and we both agreed. Well, I was talking to some friends, so most of us agreed. No, you may not.
Can I stop you for a second?
No.
I'm going to stop you anyway. Really?
Look, I have a reason for bringing this up.
That's your transition.
There is a reason to bring this up.
I said full circle, not full house.
I know, but my brain just jumps bridges like that.
Your
so,
brain jumps the shark, of
yes,
course.
Yes, all houses are made of... All houses... All houses are made of bridges. So, really tiny bridges.
And that sharks swim underneath.
Yes. And sometimes they jump them. the bridges jump the sharks, that is.
Over Full House, okay.
yes, Bob Saget. Okay, so we were talking about how nobody knew who he was except for what he'd done with Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos. And someone brought up the fact that Tom Bergeron is not nearly as funny as Bob Saget is on America's Funniest Home Videos. So I wanted to see what you thought about that. Because I know how big a Tom Bergeron fan you are.
I don't know. I'm not the biggest Bob Saget fan anyway. Because aside from America's Funniest Home Videos, a lot of his comedy that he tends to do, he just... covers up not being funny with cursing.
Yeah, his stand-up isn't very good.
When you listen to him on America's Funniest Home Videos, you know that he's not writing his material because
he's
not that funny.
Obviously. But it's in the delivery. The problem I have with Tom Bergeron is his delivery is always the same and it's kind of dry.
Yeah, but I don't usually watch those shows. I don't watch them for the commentary. I watch them for the videos.
Well, yeah, but the problem is, especially in the Tom Bergeron era, like there's always him talking over the video.
See, but then what I do is I put on my own music track and just mute him.
So it's like America's Funniest Home Music Videos.
That tends to be how I watch that show. Is because I don't watch it for the commentary. It's pretty much YouTube away from YouTube. And I haven't even watched that show in like 5 years or
what?
Something.
What?
I don't watch that show anymore.
I don't think it has. Well, okay, so.
I have YouTube to watch my people getting hit in the nuts.
Or, you know, you just go out back and do it yourself.
there you go.
There was Bob Saget.
I'll meet you
and
out
then,
back, by the way.
There was. Oh. I'll bring the swatch.
and
it was,
the Vaseline.
that kind of night, huh?
Oh. Well, hey, Ski, when did you get here?
I've been here the whole time.
Oh, God.
In your pants. Ugh. Okay, so there was Bob Saget, and then there was, like, a guy and a girl. Do you remember? Oh, no, was that America's...
It was a girl who did it. I don't remember the
girl. There was a guy, too, and I don't remember who it was.
It was a black guy.
Was it? I thought it was a white guy.
There was... Puppies, knock it off. There was, yeah, there was Bob Saget, and then there was a black guy, and then there was a girl, and then there was Tom Bergeron.
Was there somebody after Tom Bergeron? Because I remember there was a duo hosting it.
He's still doing it, isn't he?
I don't know. I haven't watched the show in like 5 years.
Okay, then. I haven't watched it either, yeah, so... Yeah,
I wanted to get your opinion on that because being the huge Tom Bergeron fan that I know you are,
of course. Yeah, no, I'm more of a fan of Wayne Bergeron.
Wayne Bergeron?
You know who Wayne Bergeron is?
Not a clue.
Trumpet player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's why I don't know who he is. I was a woodwind, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Although
I do know who Miles Otis is,
and I'm also a bigger fan of was it Wayne Newton who did It's Not Unusual?
No, that was. Shit.
Who did that?
The Carlton dance is based around... God dang it, I can't remember.
Who did that?
Chuck Jones.
Thank you. No,
Chuck Jones? That's the animator. Chuck something.
No, it was something Jones.
Tom Jones. By our brains combined.
You are Captain Cerebrum. Or Sarah Bellum.
Miss Bellum? Miss Bellum.
Well...
My life is a lie! Oh, Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls!
Powerpuff Girls!
Help me open this jar of jelly beans!
Mojo
and Jojo is holding a bank teller hostage!
Give me all the money, and you will put the money in the bag. And when the money is in the bag will go in my hands, and I will take it home, and I will be rich because I am Mojo Jojo!
That was like Mojo
Solarian. Shut up! I can't. What do you mean Solarian?
Mojo Solarian.
Everything I do now, you call a Solarian.
Because
I have a high pitched voice and a fast rate of speech. That does not make me a Solarian.
You're a Solarian, Mark.
I will kill you!
See? There you go.
Whatever. It's all for Paris.
Shepard.
Rex? Whoa.
Shepard?
I've been shrunk down to a tiny size. Patrick Warburton, 3 inches high. Wah.
Wah.
Solarian Patrick Warburton.
I am the very bottle of a scientist Solarian.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
It was something that we were planning on doing for a while, that we never did it. But we were planning basically doing the whole Shepard, Rex, Shepard, Rex, Shepard, Rex, Shepard, Grunt, Shepard,
Shepard,
Jack, and then Shepard, Tully, kill everyone. Okay, Morton. I remember we were doing that. Kill everybody.
Kill everyone.
Kill everyone.
Flammable or inflammable. Forget which. Doesn't matter. I heard through the grapevine that he was actually recast in the third game.
Really?
Yeah.
You're right.
It's not him. And it's funny because I was playing the demo and some of the lines sound like him, but some of them don't. And I remember thinking, well, that's kind of weird.
Voice match.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I was surprised. Not that I know, because spoilers here, little small spoilers if you haven't played the second one. I don't want to ruin the game for you. So jump ahead approximately 30 seconds and I'll make it work. But I lost Morden in the final... battle. He died in my playthrough, and he's my favorite character, and now I'm doing a game commentary on ME3, and I don't have Morden.
You know something? I guess I'm just a better player than
you. No, this was my, second time playing through, actually. The first time, I didn't lose anybody.
Oh.
But for some reason, the second time, I lost, half my crew.
Why didn't you transfer over the first
one? Because the first one was on my friend's Xbox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering, because when I was watching it, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, I have the Mass Effect 2 file that I started on my PS3 is the one that I ended up screwing up on. But I wanted to do by the way, if you haven't heard already, I'm doing commentary on ME3, so it's on my YouTube channel.
You should watch it. The whole first episode is nothing but cutscenes.
Half the second episode is nothing but cutscenes. But that's the game! Shepherd, it happens!
Rex, Shepard, Rex,
Shepard.
Donkey!
Donkey!
Tetsuo! Got it! I'm sorry.
Yasha Kagome!
Yugi!
Yugi! It all sounds just like...
Ichigo!
Jazz is like Ichigo Kurosaki. You never know what you're gonna get. You could get hollow
Ichigo,
get regular Ichigo.
Dude, I had a comment on one of my videos. I think it was... Was it Dead Island or How Not to or Need for Speed? It was either Dead Island or Need for Speed. But somebody's comment was just a circle, period, circle, Hichigo? Like H-I-C-H-I-G-O. I was like, my comment to this person was, question mark? And somebody's response comment was, you sound like Hollow Ichigo. And I literally, this is the my exact reaction, and see if you can hear this. The biggest facepalm I have ever done in my life. I cannot tell you how many times I've been compared to Johnny Young Bosch.
I don't understand why, man.
I don't either.
Yeah.
It's really messed up because I am not Johnny Young Bosch. Speaking, that man is way cooler than I am.
Speaking of Bleach.
I like to drink it.
I got a comment. I don't remember the whole username.
Was it Poop Tickler?
No.
Oh.
It was something to the effect of...
The comment or the name?
The name. Was something to the effect of... What was
Cabbage.
It? No.
Dragons.
It was...
Naruto.
Hokage...
Ah, there it is.
Yeah, it was Hokage Soul Reaper. And I was... It was like...
There's something wrong with that already.
It was small X, big X, Hokage Soul Reaper, X, X, and then... A bunch of numbers
I
after
hate
it.
Those names. What? When did it become fashionable to have like three X's in the front and the back of your name?
Yeah, I don't have any X's in my
name. Well, yours is different.
I know.
Like, this is like the people who's like small X, big X, small X, Master Commander, small X, big X, small X. Like, what are the X's for?
X, the very model of a modern Major General XX.
It's just, I don't know. It bothers me. Whatever.
Something.
What was the comment, though?
I don't remember what the comment was.
Well, then you suck at life.
It was something that was written in fragmented English, and I was so distracted by that stupid freaking username.
Yeah, that doesn't work. You can't be the Hokage Soul Reaper.
I was just like, really?
Like, that's like creating the world's biggest Mary Sue or Gary Sue.
I think that
he should be a Super Saiyan Hokage Soul Reaper.
I think that
who's king of the pirates.
I think that might have been Dr. Weeaboo Sentai.
No,
I think he might have been trying to.
I am going
us.
To kill him to a point where he cannot be resuscitated.
We're gonna
by
do it.
CP or anyone else.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it.
That was the best worst idea we have ever come up with.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna make the costume.
I'm
gonna
tell
happen.
You. You have this cork on the table here that I almost picked up and chewed on, and then like literally remembered not 5 minutes ago you had that in your mouth.
I think there's another one up there.
I'm not eating your cork. He deflated. Oh my god.
Oh,
I always thought when we deflated you, it would be like one of those the flappy noises from a balloon.
That's only if you poke my ass. And feed me beans a few hours beforehand.
That's how I deflate.
Funny, I always pictured you deflating like, hey, what's a Vaseline, everybody? Because you're Itsuki.
I hate you.
I know.
Do you know who plays Itsuki in the English dub?
No. Johnny.
Yes. Johnny freaking Young Bosch.
Okay. Vic
McJohnny.
Vic McJohnny Duff.
Vic McBosh.
Vic McBosh. Austin
Vic McYoungbosh.
Austin Mignona.
Yes. Vic's a pretty cool guy.
Don't worry about it.
He doesn't afraid of anybody. And he loves Jesus.
And don't you forget it.
And don't anyone ever tell otherwise.
Don't you forget it.
Who are you calling shorter than a bean sprout? There you go. That's the best Ed freakout I have.
Oh, okay.
I used to know a big, huge, long one that he had in, like, episode 8, and then I stopped caring about the show. So, yeah.
I didn't even care
My
about
name is Ichigo Kurosaki.
I didn't even care about
and
that
that's
show.
That's all I remember from Bleach.
I saw,
that,
like...
Don Kanonji, who is, like, the greatest character ever invented, and then they, like, did nothing with him.
Yeah.
He had shit for hair. Like, almost literally, his
You're
hair
right.
was shit.
You're right. You're right about that, yeah.
True story.
Oh.
What?
Oh, boy.
What?
Whoa.
Whoa, I'm doing balls.
Okay, we should do impressions of each other's characters.
Oh, God.
Do balls.
Ugh. Mustard. I don't know. Say, I don't know how you do that voice.
Say,
so.
Say there are no boobs in booby traps. Also, there are
no boobs in booby traps. Also, there is a pencil lodged in my brain.
Balls would be proud.
I can do the laugh better. That's like surround sound.
Oh, Blendy, you crack me up, little buddy.
All right. So then do eat ski.
Okay, I'll try.
God, that's horrible.
I'll try.
No.
The ball's doing ball eat ski. Okay, everybody, want some Vaseline?
No, okay, so here's the line to get into character for eat ski Koizumi. All you have to say is, well, hello there.
Well, hello there.
No, but it's got to be more sexy. Like, well, hello there.
Well.
No, not there. Deep sexy. Like, creepy sexy.
Well, hello there.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Close enough.
Well, hello there. Well, I'm Itsuki Koizumi.
Should I do It's Dragonite, bitch?
Oh, God. No. Get yourself a Dragonite! That's right, a Dragonite!
Maybe.
And Ice types? Fuck that shit! Dragonite can lose fire attacks!
Oh. You know how many views that has?
A million.
No, not quite. It has 800,000.
Ah, damn. Go watch It's Dragonite, Bitch.
I have a total of 2 million views, though.
All of them are It's Dragonite, Bitch comments.
Yes.
Every single video comment you get,
every
always
single
Dragonite.
View is from Hey Lols.
I love the fact that, like, on videos that have nothing to do with Pokemon, it's like, this bitch should get a Dragonite. Or, like,
yeah,
stupid comments
I've
like
noticed that, where, like, I was, like, watching something and then... I sent the link to somebody else, and it was somebody who, like, goes through all the comments, and they posted one of the comments, and it was like, oh, he missed that jump. I guess the bitch should have got himself a Dragonite. I was like, what?
Oh, man. I can't, you know, there needs to be a series of, like, I don't know, something kind of like The Soup, where they just go through and find, like, YouTube memes that create comment spools, like idiots who just go around every video commenting on this one YouTube video.
This is Bob. Post him around YouTube and soon he'll take over the entire world.
Kill me. Fuck Bob. Fuck YouTube. Fuck the world. I'm out. Hell nah. I'm out. Whatever.
What's one? Oh.
Oh, and then all those comments are like, there's 12 people who didn't get themselves a Dragonite. Or, and like, the people who call out, like, the people who dislike a video.
And I'm going to quote Yukino Joe here. I used to be a YouTube commenter like you, but then I took a Wumpus to the Grumpus.
Yeah. I don't know. I think somebody should do that. I would be entertained.
When? Fail.
Things like, there was, for the longest time, the little emoticon of the dude flipping a table was really popular on all the YouTube things. I loved that.
Comment.
That was the one I loved.
That one's hilarious.
Until I saw the one that you came up with. Was what's that, P? You want to get flipped too?
I didn't come up with that.
Well, I saw it on your Facebook. That was the first time I saw it. It was like, what's that, P? You want to get flipped too? And it shows him flipping the P, but it's a D now. Oh, I loved it.
The one that I like is the guy, he kind of has like this smirk on his face and he's shrugging. Somebody commented on one of my videos saying, somebody who comments on all my videos, basically they just like mess around. They say, oh, Austin, you didn't put the download link this time because I forgot to put a download link on one of the songs and one of my remixes and I posted it. But before I did, he said, oh, you didn't post the link. And he just has been doing that in like all my videos, even the ones that have nothing to do with music. And I just posted one.
I have.
And he said, oh, I guess he'll never learn. And I just posted the shrug.
I have a guy who's like big thing right now has been going through all my videos asking me to finish Dead Rising 2. Like, if you don't know, the first game I started commentary on was Dead Rising 2.
And you finished
I finished it ages ago, but what happened was, like, the last 4 episodes, it took me a while. It's like, when I got to the final boss, it took me a really long time to beat him.
Uh-huh.
But, like, the last 4 episodes or whatever, I had recorded commentary for that, and there was extra stuff after the game that I went back to play and had recorded commentary for. I lost all that audio. And so it was like, fuck that, I'm not doing post-commentary on an hour of gameplay. Because I don't like doing post-commentary. So I've been like just putting off and putting off doing the last couple of episodes. And this guy, like on videos, I had an episode of Dead Island that I was stuck. And so I said, guys, I am stuck. So I'm going to stop here. If you've got help, post it in the comments. And the first comment I see is, well, maybe you'd figure it out if you posted up the end of Dead Rising 2. And I couldn't even be upset because it was too funny.
That's hilarious.
I just died laughing. So it's not that I hate you if you're listening to this. I wish I could remember his name.
It's more of a fan tribute.
Yeah.
It's a tribute.
It's not that I hate you. I want that to be the good ending. And I don't want to like record post commentary unless I'm in a really good mood.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just going to be super boring and it's not going to be fit the end of the series.
Yeah, because I was doing a couple playthroughs.
You've ended none.
Of which I've ended none. I did Spider-Man Web of Shadows until I got bored with it.
We're all gonna die!
Where's Mary Jane? Where's Mary Jane? Where's Mary Jane? He's running, he's jumping off of the building. No, Spider-Man, don't commit suicide!
Splat.
Splat. And then
Spider-Man,
I did one.
A literal game.
I did I improvised a literal trailer. And then the Scott Pilgrim versus the World one.
I didn't rage quit.
I got up to, what was it? I was doing, Lee's Palace and I was fighting, Envy and Lynette. And
Lynette's a bitch.
Yeah,
like,
she is.
Envy, I understand Envy's supposed to be the boss, but, like, I spent the whole time focused on Lynette, because
yeah.
She's a bitch.
Oh, yeah, she's the one who...
She comes out of nowhere.
No spoilers.
You're just like, what the fuck?
No spoilers, but basically what I decided to do was, one of them kind of hangs out on the side while the other one fights you, and you can still hit the one who's hanging out on the side, so I figure... Because if you take one out, the battle ends. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll take out Envy and make this quick. I punch her once, and they both gang up on me. I'm like, shit. And then I died, and I'm like, okay, next time I'm bringing backup. And backup never came.
And they all lived happily ever after.
And Envy and Lynette went off together and lived happily ever after.
Heart. But that's pretty
much it.
Oh, wait,
no, that's Kim Pine's ending.
Oh, yeah. So that's pretty much it for this episode.
Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been on this for a while.
I've been on you for a while.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Damn it! Well, I don't know. I'm done. You done?
I'm...
What's that, D? You're not done yet?
Flip. P! I'm done? I guess we are.
You know what P stands for?
Don't pee in my chair again.
That's not what I was going to say. I watched The Music Man, so it's going to say pool.
Uh-oh.
Because you've got trouble, and that starts with T, and that rhymes with P, and it stands for penis. Wait, no.
You remember the first first episode of Codename Kids Next Door? You never remember what it was called?
No.
No pee in the ool.
All right, folks. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Why?
Do you believe in God?
I believe.
Do you believe in peeing in your mouth? Don't pee in the holy water, Peter!
What? Where did that come from?
My penis.
What did you do with you in your dick?
That is a beautiful shade of red. I'm not gonna stop until you stop deflating. I wonder if I squeeze you, if you'll squeak.